You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
So, yeah, we are talking about the obvious thing. Mm-hmm. The obvious thing is education. Is back to school. Is it tomorrow?
Yes.
The day after.
Wednesday.
Yeah. It's just going to go crazy. But we're focusing on the lotto. That's what we used to call metric back in the days. Mm-hmm. By the way, if it's a lotto.
Sure.
Yeah. Or even listen, chances are you might not win the lotto.
Sure.
You might lose and repeat your metric. I didn't know that people were entitled to question their marks. You know, because you have certain expectations. Because I heard someone saying, that boy who plays cricket, the 18-year-old.
Gwenamapaka
was talking about he's expecting nothing less than distinctions when it comes to English.
Exactly.
Gwenamapaka.
Yes. Komoto's just shocked that I know a cricketer.
I am so
who
moved.
Is, yeah. You know.
My earth moved.
Yeah.
Because he was. Top of the town.
Yeah.
He's Ayanda.
Yeah, he's Ayanda.
Wow. Okay.
Talk to us, Ayanda.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, the idea is to make sense of what the options are. Mm. Around this time of the year, it's very anxiety-inducing. Yeah. And not just for the guys who, let's say, scraped through high school, but even for the high flyers, you know? In many instances, there's a lot of pressure on them to continue their winning streak. And all of that can sometimes feel very debilitating around this time. And they might not do as well as at least they'd expected. So we decided... Yes, perhaps you might have expected us to speak about matric results, but we're taking a different angle to it and speaking about the opportunities at your disposal if your performance is not what you had anticipated. And for that, let's welcome our guest. Tate Hendrik Makaneta is an education activist and is with us now via our telephone line. Mr. Makaneta, welcome to Drive 959.
Thank you very much indeed for having me.
Fantastic. Let's begin with the option of having your exam remarked. Who qualifies for something like that?
To have your exam remarked, anyone qualifies. So in the case of matric learners, any matriculant qualifies. If you feel that you need your subject to be reviewed or your paper to be remarked, then you certainly qualify.
Yeah, but I know there's a catch to it, because if you get a remark and your results are lower than the previous performance you had, you have to take the lower mark. Is that right?
That's correct. In fact, there is a payment to that effect per subject. I think that the amount should be between 120 rands and 150 rands per subject. And sure. Of course, should you get a lower mark, you know, then that's your final mark. But of course, if there's an improvement, the remarking fee, as far as we know, may be refunded to you, because then it... You know, you are justified that you don't have to pay for it because your mark has improved.
So how long does it take? What is the turnaround time? I'm trying to think of a child who wants to, who might want their paper remarked, but they are also looking at closing dates of varsities and all of that. Does that not hamper? How quick is the turnaround time when it comes to this remarking?
To be quite honest, I would not give you an exact period of turnaround, but of course, the DBE does have, contact numbers where if learners want to ask about the turnaround time as well, they can be able to contact that number in the head office. I think I also have that number with me. So I'm not sure how long, whether it's, I can't give a deadline at this stage. I don't want to mislead the students at this stage.
No, fair enough. It's a very sensitive time, so people are holding on to every word. There is a deadline, though, to apply for that remarking. I know it's the 29th of January. It's a Wednesday this year. So if you consider that option, remember that date. But there are other options as well, Mr. Makaneta. Of course, if you perhaps don't necessarily want a remark, you could ask for a rewrite of your exam.
Yes, definitely. The DBE has got something called second chance matric rewrite program, where if you want to write specific subject or a specific subject rather, you can be able to do that in order to improve on that specific subject. It may be four or three subjects. They do have such a program as well, wherein they allow those who did not make it to come through to be able to write. I think it has been there even many years ago. They used to just call it supplementary.
Mm.
I mean, I think even at university, the universities also have their subs. So these days they call it a matric rewrite. And then you don't have to go into a classroom for the whole year in order to wait for the next year. So you can just write before, I think, term one or so, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Then there's a deadline to that as well, registering by the 7th of February, which is a Friday this time around. And, you know, there's a lot of chatter around the performance of the class of 2024. And again, if any of us can cast our minds back to when we were in their position, we know that there's a lot of stress that accompanies this moment.
Mm.
As a parting shot, given the work that you do, Mr. Makaneta, how would you advise families and candidates to deal with the hours that are left before these official results are announced?
Well, I think at this point, everyone should just try by all means, you know, to remain calm as they wait for their results. And, you know, history has shown us that, you know, not all students are able to make it, okay? Perhaps in a specific school, all of them can pass, but it can happen that some of the matriculants may not make it, and this is where parents must be able to provide the necessary support because our learners, you know, go through a lot, you know, and, you know, emotional support will be required in this particular case, but also to assure them that it is not necessarily the end of their road.
Yeah.
You know, there are different other options which they can pursue in order to obtain that national senior certificate eventually.
Absolutely. And I think that's an important note to end off on. Thank you very much for giving us your time and your insights. Hendrik Makaneta is an education activist. And, you know, again, at the time, it feels like this is the world.
Mm-hmm.
But again, now that we're all here, perhaps a bit wiser, you can look back with retrospect and realize it was a milestone, mm-hmm. but certainly not the world. And I hope that's what people remember.
So, can I ask a question? I only got back to work today, so I don't know if questions are allowed.
Yeah, they're allowed.
Okay. They're allowed. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Do they still publish the results, like in newspapers?
Yeah, it was ruled, and I was talking about it on the news. It was ruled that it will be published.
Oh, okay.
So, the paper might pull out. Where will figure out 12 for 1 next thing.
There's a slight difference this time around. I mean, in the past, we could just look at your surname and your initials. Sounds good to pass.
Oh, yes, yes.
But now it's only your student number.
Ah.
That is your exam number. So
okay, which is great.
Yeah.
Because obviously, who will want to know if umntwana kamakhelwane upasile, because umntwana kamakhelwane refused to go over tengela ibia.
And for working purposes, you know, people wanted to know because they wanted to offer support, they wanted to offer advice, it would be something else. But people literally want to know for working purposes. So, it's an examination.
No, I'm glad there are no names, surnames.
But what I like about today's Make It Make Sense, it enlightens us when it comes to getting your matric certificate. Maybe because our value paper, maybe your student number is not there. There's an opportunity of remarking, which is, you can take that risk. Chances are you get a higher mark, or you get a lower mark, you take the lower mark, or you can go and rewrite. Rewriting is easier food for me.
And also, depending on the turnaround time, if their closing date is somewhere in if that is their closing time, then if you get your marks before then, and they are lower or they are still remain the same, then you do have an opportunity to rewrite those subjects that you wanted remarked, you know?
Precisely.
So there's definitely room to do other things if it doesn't go your way today.
And rewriting is not into next week or March. It's happening in between May and June this year.
Yeah.
So you still have time to study.
My nephew rewrote.
Mm.
And he's more than okay.
There's so many opportunities. So to the matriculants and to the parents, let's use all these opportunities to make sure that our kids get our matric certificates. So baba happy, man.
Make it make sense
with Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.